92 countries have submitted movies to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences this year for consideration as best foreign language film. That's a record for the category. Film critic Andrew Lapin has this look at some of the early contenders.
Imagine if the Olympics only accepted one athlete per country, and that instead of sending their best athlete, each nation chose the one they thought Americans would like the best. That's the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film in a nutshell. It's been a competitive award since 1956, and it's rewarded to the country instead of the filmmakers.
So we're here to do the best foreign film.
From Iran, The Salesman, directed by Asghar Farhadi.
For the past 2 months, a committee has been screening movies from 92 countries in an effort to narrow down this parade of nations to 9 finalists. Those 9 films will be announced by the end of this week, and the final 5 nominees will follow in January. Despite the long odds, more countries keep entering the competition. This year, there are 6 new contestants, including Syria. The documentary Little Gandhi is about Syrian peace activist Giyath Mahtar, who was tortured and killed by the government in 2011. The film's director, Sam Khadi, said he made Little Gandhi under harrowing circumstances. In one scene, an interview with 2 activists in the city of Daraya keeps getting interrupted by distant gunfire. For Oscar, Little Gandhi is what we might call a long shot bid. It's from a country in turmoil, after all, and it doesn't have a major American distributor campaigning on its behalf. We're probably more likely to see a nominee like France's entry, BPM, about the founding of the French chapter of the ACT UP AIDS activist movement. In one scene, the heroes storm a school and demand to know why the principal isn't distributing condoms to students. BPM puts you right in the middle of a passionate movement to save lives. And it's a safe bet to make the shortlist, because it's French. 82% of the Oscars in this category have gone to European films. So maybe we should welcome the American celebrities who want to teach us more about the world, like Angelina Jolie, who directed Cambodia's submission, First They Killed My Father, a biopic of former child soldier Luong Ung. And in the Swedish film The Square, a scathing satire about the art world, American Elizabeth Moss plays an English language supporting role as a journalist. In one scene, she asks a respected art museum's publicist to explain a pamphlet promoting a new exhibition.
Yeah, do you mind if I read this to you?
Please do.
Yeah. May 30, 31. Exhibition, non-exhibition. An evening conversation that explores the dynamics of the exhibitable and the construction of publicness in the spirit of Robert Smithson's sight, non-sight. From non-sight to sight, from non-exhibition to exhibition, what is the topos of exhibition, non-exhibition in the crowded moments of mega-exhibition?
All right, that pretentious gibberish is supposed to be funny. But is it any crazier than thinking a brash, cynical, dark comedy like The Square has anything in common with a gay rights historical drama or a documentary shot in a war zone? And that's the big problem with this category. It convinces people that foreign films are their own weird breed. But this year, one submission might break out of the pack and make history.
Habla una amiga de Orlando. Yo soy...
Sí, sí, sé quién es.
Lo que pasa es que Orlando se empezó a sentir pésimo.
Chile is entering the drama A Fantastic Woman, starring Daniela Vega as a transgender woman whose life is thrown into chaos when her older lover dies and she has to contend with his grieving, prejudiced family. The film's distributor, Sony Pictures Classics, will also push Vega for Best Actress, which would make her the first Oscar-nominated trans actor. If that happened, maybe we wouldn't have to call A Fantastic Woman a foreign film. It would just be a film. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Lapin.